you sit in traffic now. But later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Day one of Kings training camp is in the books. I know we were supposed to be live tonight, but guess what? Plans change. We have to be in San Francisco early tomorrow to shoot a Kings preview show for NBC Sports California. So we went, okay, we still have to do something.
Yeah.
First day of training camp. We got to talk about it. We don't get to see a lot of training camp for the most part.
Be honest now.
Like 5 minutes we saw
today?
There you
go. We don't get to see any.
Well, there's some days like, hey, you could see like 10 minutes of a scrimmage.
Free throws, layups. Like, I feel like
I also get it. You know what? Because I don't.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If like media was in there to like sit and just like, oh, I'm just taking notes to like educate myself and see different trends and all that stuff. But I think what like coaches get concerned with is like, okay, what gets put out there on social media?
Yes.
Is there like, what if like someone loses their shit on somebody? Well, it gets heated. Like, that's probably the stuff that they're worried about. And then I also think coaches are always paranoid about like plays and shit.
That for any of the scrimmages. But then you talk about like losing their shit. Like, even at one point when we walked in, even in the full court, I don't know why I'm doing quotes, full court layup drill, that was super fast. And, you know, these guys, they can touch the rim. They're like right next to it. Like, you should be making every single layup. There's no defense. And speaking of that, Luke Lax was like in the middle and he was like, there's no fucking defense. Make your layups. Miss like five. And I'm just laughing. And all I'm thinking is, oh, is one person going to like put that out and be like, wow, super angry assistant coach.
Kings are not making layups in day one of camp.
There's no chemistry here. And it's just, again, I
actually thought that drill was kind of cool. I was like, God damn, this looks tough. Like,
I used to do that.
No dribbles, like sprinting, constantly laying it up and in.
But you have your whole training camp roster too. So so you have a little bit of time when you're on the baseline to take some breathers.
And they're doing two-a-days right now. So the first part of the day is contact. The second part is a non-contact practice. So one other note we should mention in that drill, the one thing we did get to see at the end, Kevin Huerter did participate that drill. And so he's not doing any like 5-on-5 at this point, but I'm like, well, it's good to see like he's in uniform and he's participating in these drills and stuff.
Yeah.
And then Jordan McLaughlin was shooting around after practice too, and he was in uniform. I can't remember if he was in that drill or not. I know he's been dealing with the sprained ankle, but he was definitely shooting after practice today. So two guys who are banged up for the Kings right now, doing some things at practice.
Which is, again, it's just great to see because that means that recovery is going to be going in the right direction.
Well, it's DeMar DeRozan's first practice with the Sacramento Kings. He's been in a lot of training camps, and the one thing he talked about is how excited he was about playing with De'Aaron, DeMar, and Domas.
I mean, it's just the countless different dynamic of like killers you got out there. You know, the play we was playing today, and Fox got the ball and got out, and it was like a car flew by, you know what I mean? And he made something happen, you know, it's even with Big Fella, you know, the way he passed the ball, the way he screened, the way he get everybody open, you know, and the way Keegan shoot the ball. I mean, it's so many different dynamics of players out there on the floor, man. It gives me a lot of excitement.
I think DeMar said he was excited about 17 times after practice today.
Which is so great to see when he's in his 16th season and feeling that same type of joy, that same type of excitement. But I don't think it's only from the newness. I'm sure it's because he has these talented players around him that he's mentioning right there that it makes anything more fun playing with better players.
And I think De'Aaron has the same feelings. He was asked today about practicing with DeMar and what he saw.
I mean, he commands so much attention, especially when he has the ball. And even when he does command that attention, he's able to still get to his spot, still put the ball in the basket. And then when 3-4 guys collapse, you get a lot of open shots. Like, I'm just standing there, and I'm like, usually guys don't – I mean, practice is also a little different. Like, you don't go into practice getting denied how you would in games at times. But just the way that he's able to create for Domas, create for Keaton, create for myself, it makes the game a whole lot easier for everybody.
How do you pick his brain right now? He has so much that – there's not a lot of people you pick their brains, but he's somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a little different. Like, he's going into year 16. I think Vince was going into year 17 or 18 when I got here, and Z-Bo was going into, like, 15 or 16. But I think the difference is he's still playing at an extremely high level. So just being able to watch what he's doing and how he's doing it. And then obviously asking questions, what he sees here, what he sees there. And obviously we're very different players, but there's little bits and pieces that you can take from somebody like that.
I think about all the teams De'Aaron's played on in his career. And you look back at some of those rosters, they were like young teams or like some of the guys that he just mentioned, Zach Randolph toward the end of his career, Vince Carter. There's got to be like a sense of relief for him that he is not only a talented player, but now he's surrounded with a lot of talent. Started with, you know, getting Sabonis here, landing Monk and Murray, and now adding DeMar to the fold. He's got to feel good. It's going to make life a lot easier for him.
And I mean, him as an individual, like he's matured as a person. I mean, think about how young he is when he comes into the league.
He's 19
right?
years old.
Yeah, and it's so cool to see as he keeps growing and evolving as a person, off the court, on the court, that this organization is also doing the same with him and adding someone like DeMar, like he was kind of talking about there. It's not just someone that is going to be able to contribute off the court in the locker room, being this vet. It's going to be like having another coach on the floor, right? Yeah. Because he's going to learn so many things from him. Although it's not going to be like big brother, little brother, let me teach you. It's like their talent is matched.
The other thing that was talked about today, Mike Brown was mentioning that DeMar made some passes today that he was like, oh, I don't know about those. And then he got him exactly where they needed to be. Like, he was just really impressed with his playmaking. And I think that's something that the Kings have really noticed, especially Mike Brown. He was mentioning, like, when he's watching like Bulls games or something to get ready for a game, you're not like watching specifically everything DeMar DeRozan does on the floor. And he goes, you know, as that recruitment was happening when we signed him and diving into the film, you notice like, oh my God, this guy's just like a pure basketball player. Mm-hmm. And his playmaking, they're really excited about. And you hear it from De'Aaron, like, De'Aaron's going to get some good looks now this year. Like, these other teams for years have been putting like big wings on him, toughest defensive assignments. And now it's just going to be a little more challenging for teams to defend Sacramento with the offensive weapons that they do have.
Yeah. And I mean, talk about, you know, these guys, Mike Brown or De'Aaron, being impressed with what DeMar has brought with, you know, just being this hooper out there, having these great passes. But hearing DeMar even be excited about like the speed of De'Aaron or having the big fella out there that's setting these big screens and making some big passes as well. Again, they're all understanding what they can accomplish with this type of talent.
Well, we do know that DeMar DeRozan is going to be in the starting lineup with Fox, Sabonis, and Keegan. The shooting guard going into camp is kind of a question mark, right? Kevin Huerter is still banged up. Doesn't seem like he's going to be good to go for the start of the season. Keon Ellis really played well in that role at the end of last year. When he got in that lineup in March, what he was doing defensively, his three-point shooting, he was absolutely money. So there was some conversation about, well, it's going to be Keon, right? Or is it going to be Monk? Well, today Mike Brown talked about why it's going to be Keon.
Right now Keon has a shot, but, you know, it's mainly because Kevin is out, and as time goes on, it'll work itself out. You know, so I'm not necessarily concerned about it. Keon is there right now, but that for sure can change.
You know, it's funny trying to figure out what Mike is saying in these clips, right? You hear him. And in my head, I'm going, okay, wait, so Herter's out. When Herter was out last year, it was Keon as the guy. Mm-hmm. Keon played well last year, knocking down threes, playing in defense. Oh, Keon should just be the guy going forward.
Sure.
And like when Herter gets back, who knows what that looks like? Herter's got to work his way back, get in the game shape, all that stuff. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to watch how this develops over camp and through the early stages of the season, because I think Keon is almost the perfect guy to put in that starting lineup. But I wonder if Mike is, at least at the early stages of camp, not just saying, hey, it's yours, Keon, because he's like, dude, you were a two-way guy last year, got it guaranteed. You got to come earn it. Is that kind of that old school coaching mentality?
So that's your theory. My theory is more along the lines of, if he says it's Keon right now, which, I mean, like, we all know it's like, okay, that's what it feels like it's going to be. But something crazy happens. Let's just say Trey Lyles is back. Oh, my gosh. And he's actually so healthy and great all of a sudden. And
we can go big.
And you want to go bigger in okay. with that certain lineup, right? And again, why you'd make that decision so late into the preseason or whatever it may be would seem a little strange. But at the same time, we've seen these strange things over the years. Like Keegan's rookie year, wasn't that the KZ Akpala? Yeah.
It wasn't like Keegan was immediately getting the job. Like no. It wasn't like that's definitely happening. But as camp went on and then, And then last year, it was like the Herter Duarte thing. So I'm not going to put too much stock into this.
Good.
The reality is, Kevin Herter is not ready to go right now.
That's it.
So, of course, Keon Ellis has got to be the favorite. If they're going to keep Malik Monk off the bench, which I think is the right move with the lineup that they have out there, having someone in Keon who's not going to demand shots and not going to need the ball to be effective is crucial. This is a guy that's going to come in and do anything you ask and knock down open threes. He's perfect to be surrounded by Fox, DeRozan, Keegan,
and
Sabonis.
And state it right here. Malik Monk is coming off the bench. I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah. I think Mike's made that very clear.
But for some reason, people still have questions about it. Media still asks him questions about it. I feel like even when we posted that photo the other day of De'Aaron, Keegan, Sabonis, DeMar, and then Malik was in it, people were like, wait, so does that mean it's a starting five? No, like they do these mixtures of people, like the best players on the team or, you know, whatever lineup's going to play a lot together, whatever it may be. And that's kind of what that was. And I think Mike Brown has made it clear Malik is coming off the bench and everyone should just be ready for that.
So Mike says that, but then you hear how much he loves Keon's defense.
You know, we put a lot of pressure on Fox, especially at the beginning of games, and that's where a guy like Keon can step in, and that's where he's going to have a chance to step in. And you know, you have a guy like that who, in my opinion, for as young as he is, navigates the pick and roll game extremely well. He's longer than what you think, a little bit more athletic than what you think, a little quicker, and so on and so forth. And you know, so to start games at times, to have the luxury of Keon out there, you could put Keon on the opposing team's guard that's going to have the most pick and rolls, you know, the Ja Morant types in the league, and now you put Fox on another guy, and then you change the matchup as the game goes along, and you know, so having that luxury is always a positive.
Mike clearly likes what he brings to the table, so I would be shocked if we got the opening night and it wasn't Keon Ellis in the starting lineup. And De'Aaron Fox had some nice things to say about Keon and what he brings into that lineup.
I mean, he shoots the ball extremely well. That's one thing that I feel like people don't give him credit for. I mean, he's a 40% three-point shooter shooting like four a game. Like, that's obviously, you know, when you're shooting 7-8, you know, you're an elite shooter, but his percentage is elite. And, I mean, what he brings defensively, he's able to pressure the ball. He's able to get deflections if he's not on the ball. He communicates really well. He just has a great – He has great instincts defensively. Like, you don't teach to go under on shooters, but there are times where you have to go under, and he's able to just slide or roll off of a screen and still contest shots, get blocks, get steals. those are things that you can try to teach someone, but they just might not have the footwork to do those things. And he just came out here, and even his first year, like, you can see that he just knows how to play defense. And he creates that spark for us, especially in the starting lineup right now.
I may be in the minority too, but I still think Kevin Huerter can be a very impactful player on this team. And if he's a starter or if he's coming off the bench, he's got shooting. Mm-hmm. And the one thing he actually talked about yesterday that was interesting is, you know, in previous years, he was such a movement shooter.
Yeah.
And he was talking about how he's kind of looking forward to being in some lineups like DeMar and De'Aaron, where it's like he can do some more catch and get some more catch and shoot opportunities. He has bulked up a little bit. He looks stronger. I don't know how much he'll keep all that once he starts playing, but they'll need Kevin's length out there. That especially on a team that doesn't have much size. I mean, the reality is he is one of their longer guys. Like, you need him to be able to be better defensively this year. But most importantly, you need his confidence to come back with the offense.
Yeah, and I think he is able to be more confident because he has learned a lot about himself even the last couple of years. Going from that career year, helping the Kings to the playoffs, to last year being a very down year and injuries, right? So now you're coming into this year and maybe you're still working back from an injury, but you also added another weapon to this piece. And there's been a longer time together with just this squad alone. So I know you say that like you're in the minority, but I think other people need to
I think people are just down on him. I'm like, the guy's a good basketball player. He had the worst year of his career last year. Yeah. I think he's going to bounce back. I agree. His track record. That's how I look at it. What are you doing the night before the Kings season?
Ooh, 'twas the night before the Kings season.
Yeah, you know, they play October 24th against Minnesota at Golden 1 Center. The night before Deuce and Mo, a live show experience unlike anything you've seen. We're going to be live at Harlow's. Tickets are on sale now. We're doing a live show there. Starts at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, October 23rd. Go to harlows.com, harlows.com. You can get your tickets there or the box office.
That, and also just everyone needs to know, I'm not going to give away details, but it's not just a live podcast. We're not just sitting there bringing these mics and going,
yeah, so hey.
Are you excited about DeMar? Because I'm excited about DeMar. Yeah.
All right, we'll see you later.
No. Interactive.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Fun.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say anything else. I don't want to spoil anything.
And then it only ends up being interactive and fun and people are super let down. Kidding. Get your tickets because they are limited. And we do know how many we've sold already. And let me just say, you need to get them before they're sold out. Yes,
we'll be selling out very fast. So we appreciate your support. Hit the thumbs up and subscribe.
Deuce and Mo. They tell you what they know. Deuce and Mo. The